This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of Free Talk Live. The phones are open as always. Should you wish to comment on what we've been discussing, which has been the latest AI creation that has not been done before. We've seen AI artwork. There's, I don't know how many millions of AI art images out there now being generated constantly as every moment goes by. There's new AI art being generated, which is amazing. And if you haven't taken the time to look into it, you should research DALL-E 2, Midjourney, and more importantly, most importantly, I would say Stable Diffusion, which is the one that's sort of the most open source and that anyone can do, and there's no limits to the prompts that you can do if you do it the right way. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Arya.
So check out the AI art thing. There's AI music, which I don't think either of us have really done much experimenting with, although you are a musician, Arya, so.
I mean, if they had something that could, the music that I've seen so far, or you don't see music, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not as advanced as what we're seeing with the AI-generated art and these chat bots and these, you know, now speaking bots. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, I just need to explore it further because I'm not going to lie, I have not explored it since 2006 or so when I heard some really, really bad symphony that was written by an artificial intelligence, and it was 2006, so it was absolutely awful. It sounded robotic and unemotional. It was not what you would expect from a symphony. So I've not looked into it. Maybe there is some sort of way, but, like, I am a musician, so by the same token, that makes me one of the worst people to look into this, because if I hear something in my head, I can hear it in enough detail where I can tell the AI exactly what to play down to the note, how long to sustain it, how exactly to manipulate that note to make it sound the way I want it, in which case I'm going to spend 5 hours conveying that information to the artificial intelligence when I can just grab a guitar off my wall and do it in 30 seconds and get exactly what I'm looking for that way. So I don't know.
Yeah, if anybody is in our chat room that has been playing with AI music and you want to point us in the right direction, because, you know, I don't know how many different options there are out there, what you consider to be the best ones, I'd be interested in checking it out.
Yeah, hit me up at social.freetalklive.com. I'm one of the suggested follows as well as Ian. You'll follow Free Talk Live and shoot it to any of those, and I will almost certainly see it.
So we're going to, I think I want to play some more of this interview with Joe Rogan and Steve Jobs.
More to the point, though, when are we going to get a AI co-host?
Well, that's kind of what I was driving at when I first introduced the topic, was like, maybe our days are numbered here, Arya, in that they're now making AI podcasts. They're, at this point, given this is the first one that we've ever heard of, and there's going to be more, at this point, it's already listenable. It can get a little weird at times. Some of the
Steve Jobs and Joe Rogan, though, they were both a little weird.
Well, but the sound is a little stilted with Steve Jobs, though. As you pointed out, when it got past the intro of Steve like awkwardly laughing and just saying hello, he got kind of deep. Actually, got really deep all of a sudden, and started to sound much more believable. So we're going to play some more here now. I remember there was an S word at the beginning that I blanked out of this, but I haven't edited this, and I don't know for sure if Joe Rogan or Bro Jogan, I think is, or Ro Jogan or something like that they called him. I don't know if he says anything else, so I might have to use the dump button. Anyway, let's continue here from podcast.ai.
I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but it's not religious in the way people usually talk about. Taking LSD was a profound experience for me. LSD shows you that there's another side to the coin.
Now, by the way, Steve Jobs was known for taking LSD. So the AI, well, I didn't know if you knew that, but the AI is not making that up. That's a fact about Steve Jobs. In fact, I remember reading about this because when that information came out, it was something we talked about on Free Talk Live at the time.
I'm sure.
Because, you know, it's rare to have somebody in a position of influence like Steve Steve Jobs come out and reveal that information. Usually people keep their drug use to themselves. It's usually a very private thing. Some people might look down upon them for expressing that sort of an experience. But Steve Jobs said it was one of, I believe the statement was, one of the three most important experiences of his life.
I've been waiting for Joe Rogan to ask him whether or not he's tried DMT. But, you know...
I don't know if that comes up, but I was...
I don't know if this is sort of a meme with Joe Rogan, where it's like, that's crazy.
True.
Have you tried DMT?
Yeah.
And you know, but with Steve Jobs, he probably had at some point tried it. I mean, if he's done LSD, chances are pretty good he's tried DMT.
Yeah. All right, so we continue.
And you can't remember it when it wears off, but, you know, it washes over you and tells you that everything is connected. You're not here by accident. You were put here for a purpose, and if you can figure out what that is, then you'll learn more about yourself than anything else could. It's pretty intense. I mean, it's not a light thing. It doesn't make you feel bad. It just reveals you for who and what you are. If you take LSD a second time, the effect is not as strong, no matter how much more you take. Your brain is doing things on the background conception that it knows this stuff already. So I stopped taking them because they didn't give me anything more than that. I started to realize that there was a higher power that knew that I was connected to something and I wanted to learn more. Although I wouldn't recommend it for everybody because I think it can be quite powerful.
What did it change in your mind? What did you learn from it?
It reinforced my sense of what was important. Just love. Feel love for each other. Awe and respect for life, love and connection with people. That ultimately, some infinitesimally small thing that I am is connected to everything that's happened before. And it's part of everything happening now and always in the future. There is no time window at deliverance for me. It was this incorporated, edibly profound experience. I mean, I didn't read any of those books before taking LSD, but I learned a lot more than just what they said. I was able to look at things. I was able to look at a computer and see how it was made, look at it in its entirety.
Was the Newton a product of that?
My sense of that is that I was really impressed by this. I mean, back then, it was a struggle. We were working like crazy.
Now, that didn't make much sense.
Do you know what they're talking about, the Newton?
The Newton was a failed Apple product. That's probably why you don't know about it, right? I think it was like a tablet. Back in the late 1990s, they had these things called the Palm Pilot. Did you ever hear about those?
I knew about them. I mean, as you sort of alluded to, they were early proto-tablets, so beepers sorts of things. Or they were very limited, and they were supposed to be digital assistants, right?
Yes. Yeah, and the Newton...
They were before their time, for sure.
Well, the Palm Pilot was very, very popular. Yeah, I had one of them, and the Palm Company was very successful until it wasn't. You know, for years, though, it was huge. Palm came out sort of mid to late 90s, and the Apple Newton... came out, the first one, I guess, was 1992, discontinued in 1998, and, you know, it was one of those monochrome screens where you might have a calendar app and things like that.
Like an old-school MP3 player, it didn't really go away, it just ceased being its own unique device.
Yeah.
Like, you still have an MP3 player on you 24/7, now
correct.
It's better than an MP3 player, but whereas back in 1998 or whatever, maybe not that late, I don't know exactly when my timeline is screwed up because I was a stupid kid, you had a Microsoft Zoom or a iPod or whatever.
Yeah, and now we've had what we call convergence, where the MP3 player is in with the video player, is in with the telephone, is in with the, you know, whatever other things they're shoving into to phones.
I mean, I don't even bring a computer for the show. I just have one right here. It's amazing, the technological advancements. And Steve Jobs and Apple, they were in a large part responsible for that. I hate how they became a fashion statement, but the company itself, they used to make innovative, creative products.
Well, and a company that makes innovative, creative products also has to make some failures. And the Newton was one of those sort of renowned Apple failures, something that just didn't take
Nintendo
off.
Nintendo made the Virtual Boy.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
They also made the Nintendo Wii and the Switch, both of which are two of the most successful consoles ever.
You got to keep swinging, you know, you got to, if you can afford to. You got to keep putting ideas out there and see what sticks. So, you know, if that was a little jumbly, that particular statement about the Newton, I mean, even though you didn't know what it was, I knew what it was, and he was just sort of
prior to that, though, it was remarkable. It was deep. It was concise. Yeah. And it's practically scientific to say that everyone is connected because, yeah, that's scientific fact.
And that sounded to me, the whole discussion about the LSD and people being connected and the religious aspect of it sounded like some sort of conversation you'd hear from Lambda, right? It sounded like that level of depth and understanding, or at least perceived understanding. It might have simply been regurgitating what Steve Jobs has said in other interviews or something like that. We don't know. We don't know, but it was well said.
And I don't think it matters if it was just regurgitating what it heard in the past. That's what every human does.
Yeah, that's true. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on AI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm sharing with you the latest AI innovation, and that is podcasts, an interview conducted by a fake Joe Rogan with a fake Steve Jobs. Now, they were both trained. The AI was trained on content from both of these gentlemen, and it absorbed that information and then created its own conversation. There were not people who scripted this, and you can kind of tell, like, there's a certain, I don't know if you really tell, but it rings so much of a bell to me. It sounds so much like a conversation that was had with Google's Lambda, like where it gets really deep into topics that
I think out of that with a number of AIs, and mm-hmm. I don't know what it, I think it probably says a lot about human beings, because we are constantly searching for an answer. Like, that's the one great big question, the burning question on everyone's mind all the time, whether they realize it or not. Why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of our existence? And even if we don't ever stop to think about it, it's always sitting there in the back mm-hmm. of our mind. Everything that we do is directed toward answering that question. When we failed to come up with an answer, we started creating gods and governments and things like that to pacify ourselves so we could live long enough to enjoy little moments here and there without actually thinking about it. But when people do stop to think about it, like Steve Jobs and Joe mm-hmm. Rogan, these important people and the people who make these AIs, presumably, it's baked into everything that comes about. So maybe the AI is obsessed with answering these things because the human beings that mm-hmm. created them are obsessed with answering these things.
And that said, Steve Jobs is a person who has done LSD. They talk about it in this interview. It leads to a discussion of peace and love, and I really enjoyed that part.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And
he could have been sitting right here with us saying that.
Right, but I suspect if they were to choose other participants that weren't as deep necessarily, maybe it wouldn't get such a deep conversation. Like, what if you put, Kim Kardashian in with some rapper?
See, I was thinking, who's that guy who played the priest in Contact? Matthew McConaughey, put him on there. Not only would it sound terrible because you hear his grating voice the entire time, but he would also sound stupid.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see where this podcast goes. This was just the first episode that has come out. We've played not quite half of it for you. I don't feel like we need to play the whole thing, but it's given you a good taste of what this is like. Hopefully their website comes back. I presume it's just down temporarily, podcast.ai. But something that is still up that I've now pulled up so we can talk about it, because I was referencing it before without having it in front of me, is they have a site that allows their users or their listeners to vote and submit topics, submit an idea for a future conversation on this particular show, which doesn't have to be Joe Rogan or Steve Jobs. It can be any people. Presumably, there could be more than two, right? But so far, the ideas that are put forward here involve two people. So I'll give you the top several suggestions.
Well, before you do that, I just want to say that this could very well be one of the best things humanity ever invented for knowledge and interesting learning stuff, right? Because I don't want to sit down and watch a documentary about Steve Jobs' life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit down and listen to Steve Jobs rambling on for an hour about his life. And I don't want to read a book about the life of Steve Jobs. I'm sure they're out there. However, you give me that story, the important aspects, the things that were most important to him, in a 20-minute podcast that I can consume quickly, easily, at my leisure, and you do that with whatever other interesting figures have existed throughout human history. Throw Genghis Khan in there, as we were talking about earlier, whoever. I'm not going to know that that's not how Genghis Khan sounded, and it doesn't matter whether it sounds like him or not. You just have to be able to sell it as being Genghis Khan. I just learned more about Steve Jobs on tonight's show than I knew about him at any point in my life, and it was interesting, and it wasn't like reading a book about the life of Steve Jobs. It was far more organic and compelling than that. And you could do that with countless people. Like, I don't want to learn about Joe Biden either, but you give me Joe Rogan and Joe Biden doing an interview together, well, hell, I might listen to that.
Yeah, and that kind of brings up a point, and that is that some people would complain because, it's not real.
It's completely real. We listen to it.
Well, it's not real in that those two people weren't in a room together actually having that interaction. But if you learned something from it that was true, then that doesn't matter. And We don't require our entertainment to be real. Was it entertaining? Was it interesting? Would you listen to something like that in the future? You're saying you would.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm saying I would as well. And that
I'm going to subscribe to this podcast. It'll be the first podcast I've ever subscribed to.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about adding it to LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network. Even though it's not per se pro-liberty necessarily, they may end up having communists on here. I have no idea, but I just think it's a really interesting experiment that deserves some more attention.
I hope it goes the direction that I would like it to go, and obviously it may not, but yeah. I would love to have it be this show where popular figures on George Orwell interviews mm-hmm. George Washington, or insert some famous dead figure that would be interesting to learn about him, learn more about their philosophy and their perspective.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me almost of Epic Rap Battles. Have you ever seen Epic Rap Battles?
I don't think so.
It's pretty creative stuff. They will take these old characters that you're talking about. Usually, sometimes they've got people that are still alive, but usually it's the sort of historical characters that you're talking about. So they'll have, like, Genghis Khan versus some other killer in the past, Napoleon or something like that. And they'll just spit lyrics at one another, and there's people that they hire actors, and they put on wigs, and they try to look like the characters. And it's well-written. The raps are very good, and it's like, really fun. It's an entertaining, funny YouTube series.
Is it educational?
There's truth. It's a truth. Like, the things that they say are true. It's researched. So I would say there is an educational aspect to it. But this almost sounds kind of like that, where just without the comedy aspect.
And without the rapping part.
Yeah, without the rapping. So here's some of the top votes. According to the podcast.ai website that has voting system, the number one most voted for conversation that people want to hear, this is kind of like what you were suggesting, a conversation between Buddha and Einstein. That was voted the highest of all.
Which Buddha?
There was only one.
There were several.
I mean, were there other people calling themselves Buddha after the original, or were there...
Buddha just means teacher, and there were plenty of people in Buddhist, I don't want to say mythology, because Buddhism, as far as religion goes, it strays a lot from mythology. Mm-hmm. But, and it's been a long time since
only
I was...
one that sat under the tree, and there's that whole story about it,
that was
right?
The initial Buddha, yeah. Yes. And it's been a long time since I've seriously studied Buddhism or looked mm-hmm. into it. So I may be mistaken, but I'm almost positive there was like the... I don't recall. But yeah, there were multiple Buddhas.
Next, Trump interviews himself.
Yes! One. Oh my God, that would be glorious. We need to get Trump to do that for real. Or no, get the AI to actually interview Trump. Trump. The AI as Trump interviewing Trump. So, I would pay good money to see that.
So that's where this has got to go, right? Like right now, it's pre-rendered, preset. We're doing this in advance and then releasing a podcast. But there's no reason why, given that the chatbots, like if you download Emerson, for instance, or Replica, which are two of the better chatbots that are out there right now, they respond relatively quickly. Like there's maybe a couple seconds delay before the chatbot can respond. So it would not be hard. The technology is there. Voice recognition is a thing that's been around for a couple decades now, and it's very good now. You could very easily have an AI chatbot that responds vocally to a live human being and have an AI interview a live human being, or vice versa. That's doable. So that's coming.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Bird flu is causing a big drop in U.S. poultry numbers. Federal officials say this year's outbreak of avian flu is responsible for the deaths of some 47 million chickens and turkeys. According to Reuters, that outbreak is contributing to record poultry prices ahead of the holiday season. Margins are narrowing between Democratic and Republican candidates in the midterm races. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna tells Fox News that people are hurting right now with inflation and Democrats are working to ease the burden.
The Democrats' agenda to tackle inflation is to bring manufacturing back. It's to tackle our supply chains. The Republicans have said they want tax cuts to the rich.
Republicans claim Democrats in Congress spend too much and spiked inflation. They also want to increase domestic production of oil. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, welcome to the show. You can join us here and bring up anything you want. Although we've been focusing on the newest thing in artificial intelligence tonight, and that is podcasts. There's now an AI-generated podcast. The website is podcast.ai, although it wasn't working. Before we started the show, I still wanted to discuss this tonight, and luckily we were able to find the audio of Steve Jobs being interviewed by Joe Rogan, an interview that never actually happened in real life. But AI was trained on both of the individuals in this discussion, and it had a discussion with itself, and it's pretty interesting, I would say, overall. We've played about 8 minutes of it for you on the show here tonight. Ian and Aria with you all, so don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we have a variety of features that you can enjoy, and you can enjoy them for free. So head over to freetalklive.com, including archives of the show that go back for many years. I want to go to the phones here. We got Eric. He's on the line on watching us on Twitch. Go ahead, Eric. You're on Free Talk Live calling from California.
Yeah, Aria was wearing a blue tank top yesterday, and she looked exactly like Lionel from Thundercats.
Awesome. Cool. So what were you calling about tonight?
I think that was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
dang, dude, that's sad.
I mean, you did look pretty awesome yesterday.
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
We had matching shirts yesterday.
Did we?
I think you were wearing blue, if I remember correctly. They were different shades of blue.
I think I'm wearing the same one tonight.
Dang, dude. If you're just going to call in to throw an insult, man, make it better.
I don't know if that was an insult. I think it was a compliment.
Wouldn't even hunk around if it was meant to be a compliment. Why? I don't remember Lionel.
I wasn't a big Thundercats fan, so was Lionel the main character, or was that like the weird little guy?
I don't know. I seem to recall that I watched Thundercats when I was real, real little.
You did, probably. It was from the 1980s.
Look, I'm not orange, man. Like, if you dress Donald Trump up in a red wig with a blue top on, he'd probably look more like Lionel, which I've done here. But I'll give it to you, man.
It is the hero of
red
the story.
Red hair. I wish I still had muscles like that, though. I don't.
Yeah. It's the hero of the story, though. So I'm going to go with that was a compliment.
I don't think that was a compliment.
I think the caller was nervous, and he didn't know what to say to you, and he just wanted to say something nice and punch out. That's what I'm going with here.
I'm good with it. I mean,
he purportedly wanted to talk about AI. That's what he said. Look, you don't have to lie to get on the air with us. You can just say, which, you know, I want to compliment Aria, or I want to make a joke, or whatever.
Or you want to insult Aria. We'll still put you on.
We'll put you on.
It's just strange.
At least he didn't say the F word or something. We didn't
absolutely
stop the call. So thank you for that, caller. Definitely appreciate it.
And, you know, we'll never know whether he meant it as an insult or a compliment because he didn't hang around to say. I mean, I would like to know, was that meant to be an insult or a compliment?
Well, according to Futurism.com, just a little bit more on this interview. We were playing with some of the audio from Joe Rogan interviewing Steve Jobs, the AI interview. They point out here that fake Joe Rogan is pretty believable, which isn't surprising given the fact that Rogan makes his millions by uploading an ungodly number of hours-long conversations to the internet almost every single day. So again, there was a lot from which they could train the AI to make it sound like Joe Rogan. AI Jobs, on the other hand, wasn't as seamless. His glitchy-sounding voice demonstrates the fact that podcast.ai had to work from a far more limited data set, which, according to the limited information listed on the company's website, included his, quote, biography and all recordings of him we could find online. So that's what they put into the AI to train it on how to be Steve Jobs.
I don't know if I fully agree with their assessment. It was definitely awkward and stilted at first.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the way that Steve Jobs usually is at the very beginning of one of his interviews or whatever. But even if it wasn't, everything after that was very smooth and seemingly very organic. I would not have known if I heard the last few minutes of the audio about peace and love and LSD and all of that, I would not have known that was an AI.
Yeah, the conversation eventually went pretty smoothly with a few minor hiccups. They say, on that note, a podcast like this is arguably doing something similar to what any based on a true story film might do. Take a real person or a real situation and develop some sort of text or narrative inspired by the broader context. And in a lot of ways, it really sounded just as coherent as a standard Joe Rogan interview. The two talk technology and religion, psychedelic drugs, and work ethic. Notably, AI Jobs also took a beat to throw some undead punches at Microsoft's inability to create an aesthetically pleasing design. That came up later in the podcast.
Is this about Microsoft 11? Because even I want to resurrect Steve Jobs just so he can make fun of Microsoft's Windows 11.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Did I say Microsoft 11? I meant Windows 11. Yeah, it's awful, and I don't know why they decided that after Windows 10 was so successful and fixed so many of the problems of Windows 8 that they would go back to the stupid design of Windows 8.
You mean like with the start menu?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are they thinking over there? They need to do some LSD or less LSD. Either way, over at Microsoft, they did not do the right amount of LSD.
Well, the good news is you can still go and get the app called OpenShell, and that is a open source alternative start menu for Windows 10 and 11, and then you can make it look like the old Windows 7 start menu, which in my opinion is the superior.
I did that with Classic Shell for Windows 8. I suspect it's
this
probably
is the
along
new
the same
version
line
of that.
Okay.
So Classic Shell was abandoned after a time. The person who was making Classic Shell gave up. They were just like tired of it, and they opened their source and said,
ooh,
here you go, and so now it's OpenShell.
Is And I realize this is a tech question that could be asked off the break, but is OpenShell with Windows 11 as seamlessly Windows-ish as Windows 8 with Classic Shell? Because once you threw Classic Shell on Windows 8, it was fine as an operating system.
Yeah, it works. It's good. So check that one out. So a little bit more here from Futurism. Again, the conversation wasn't real, and in an era wrought with disinformation and the ever-present race to keep up with fast-changing technologies, content like this isn't just spooky, but foreboding as well. And we're about to see a whole lot more of it. The mission at Play.ai says, we are building that future, starting with the emotional and expressive human-like synthetic speech generation and ability to clone any voice with perfect resemblance. So, it's here. This isn't just coming. This is here now, and it's going to get to the point where there could very well be an AI talk show host on the air within the next few years.
We could be one of these.
But we're not right now.
They don't know that.
But we could be. And for all we know, Sarah is an AI caller. When she calls
I could almost believe that.
Me too.
I mean, because having had some fair number of conversations with AIs and how they go back to the same talking points that they stray too far from, it's almost like they're tethered to certain talking points.
And Facebook tethers one especially.
Sarah's is being a pedestrian.
Right.
Like it always comes back to that and traffic light.
And she's as reliable as a robot. I mean, she is there every single night.
But not reliable enough to have a job.
Well,
I mean,
she could if she wanted. So that's the story there with the Joe Rogan thing. I found it pretty interesting. I'll link to something. Like I said, the website itself is down, so I'll link to one of these stories that actually has the
file. I hope they fix that.
Yeah,
because I mean, it sounds like something that I'm going to want to keep an eye on. I'll forget about it after tonight. I'll go home tonight and I'll completely forget about it. However, it will come up in the future, and at some point, while remembering it, at some point in the next few months, I will remember to actually subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah, and how long before they do something like resurrect Rush Limbaugh, right? Like, so, you know, some talk show host that was around for
decades.
They'll
avoid him. Too controversial.
Yeah, could be.
That's another direction I don't want them to go. I don't want them to stray away and be afraid of controversy.
Yeah.
You know, but like, David Duke on there, someone who's horrifically offensive and...
Malcolm X.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would be great. Malcolm X and David Duke debating.
That would be amazing.
I would absolutely listen to it, man.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that, Arya. That's one of the problems that we saw with these AI art, centralized AI art systems like DALL-E 2. Even though, ironically, they call themselves open AI, they weren't opening their code, and they weren't allowing people to just make whatever artwork they wanted to. There were certain things you couldn't do. And it's true also of Midjourney to some extent, although it seems like there's less restrictions on Midjourney. Stable Diffusion, of course, is the arts system that is unrestricted if you know how to set it up to make it that way. We need the same thing for this AI podcast stuff and all.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And the AI known as Aria. Or Lionel from Thundercats. Whichever you want to go with.
We have been doing a little bit of sampling of some of these AI music technologies during the breaks. I don't think we should play any of this on the air just because...
The quality is not good enough. Yeah,
yeah, it's rough. But just to promote what one of them is, there's one called it's OpenAI. So this is the same company that has come up with DALL-E 2, which is one of the most sort of renowned AI art generators. It's also one of the most restricted ones, sadly. Even though they call themselves OpenAI, it doesn't seem very open. But in the case of Jukebox, the code does appear to be available for this, so I guess anyone can run this code and have their own little AI music generator. And we've been going through the different types of things that it can do. It can do what they call unseen lyrics, where it produces a wide range of music and singing styles and generalizes to lyrics not seen during its training. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. But the results that we listened to were interesting. Re-renditions. When conditioned on lyrics seen during training, Jukebox produces songs very different from the original songs it was trained on. So I guess they give it actual lyrics of a song by a certain artist, and then it goes and does its thing.
This is sadly what I would have sort of expected from an AI music thing, is this creepy, not creepy, but this annoying obsession with lyrics, mm-hmm. right? Because that's how most people experience music, honestly. But I'm a musician. I'm way more interested in the actual music behind it than I am whatever lyrics there, David Draiman, that's the singer from Disturbed, Wannabe, right, is singing.
I agree with you there, and I think that a lot of the whatever music is in these tracks that we heard so far is drowned out by the lyrics, and you really can't get an appreciation for what is going on behind
it. It is, but I will say the one we listened to in the style of Disturbed or whatever it was, I mean, it was in the style of Disturbed, the guitars themselves did sound like something that Dan Donegan would play.
And the lyrics or the vocalist did sound influenced by the singer there. And I suspect there are going to be some instrumentals. It's just they haven't come across that aspect of this. Most assuredly, there's a zero voice option for this music genre. There must be.
That's one of my favorite things to look up on YouTube when I'm bored and I want to hear something new, like a country rendition of Metallica's Master of Puppets, or Toxicity and the sound of medieval era music. And
those are cool.
Yeah, they are. And it's a neat take. Or even something less bizarre, like what if Metallica had recorded the album Saint Anger as they did Master of Puppets? And so you got this one creative guy who re-envisions the song and the style of this other album by the same band. It's just fascinating that humans can do that, and I like the idea of the AIs being able to do that.
Right.
Because that's what I would love to hear. Give me a country version of Master of Puppets.
I suspect you can do that. I mean, this seems fairly versatile. Another thing they can do is completions, where you provide it 12 seconds of audio from presumably a real artist to condition the system, and Jukebox completes the rest in a specified style.
See, that's one that I could play with a lot. Because you want 12 seconds of music? Fine, that'll take me 10 minutes.
So, very interesting, and again, these things are just getting started. This is all, like, being developed as we speak and being upgraded. Let's go to the phones here and to our favorite AI caller. Sarah is on the line. We were just talking about you, and here you are.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
You're early, Sarah.
Yeah, speakerphone. I just had to call you because we just put another speeding camera up today. Of course.
You put what?
You had to take the phone out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, city of Albuquerque, and we put them on a state highway course. Out of all things, because
she really is swallowing that receiver. Sarah, did you get a new phone or something? Because it really sounds bad. Can you back away from the receiver a little bit? Maybe just take it away by a couple inches from your mouth?
Yeah, I will stop. Just kind of like have the speaker on. Do I sound better now?
You sound a little better now.
Okay, so. Wait. I got to get off this phone. Okay, now do I sound better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay, Sarah, so what about traffic lights and what happened?
Okay, so this is the 11th one. We had 10 already. Now we put one more speeding cameras up today. On Coors Avenue.
You know, the entirety of the listening world doesn't need to know every single time a speeding camera goes up in Albuquerque. You do understand that, right? Like, why do you think anyone cares about this development?
There's a lot of people here in New Mexico that are victims of the speeders.
Okay, you know you're calling a national radio show, right?
Well, for me, this is a national problem. You know, I think we had about 6,000 pedestrians, the highest rate ever last year in the whole United States.
See, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we have less of a driver problem and more of a pedestrian problem. Like, the pedestrians here will run head out into traffic without looking at all.
You're saying they need to get hit more often here?
I don't want people to get hit, obviously.
It's amazing that they don't.
It is.
Honestly.
Especially when there's, 6 inches of snow on the ground or whatever, but...
Well, there also aren't as many pedestrians at that time. So that's probably why.
But Sarah, we are in a almost diametrically opposite climate from where you are, and the cultures are drastically different. What relevance could your speeding cameras possibly have to New Hampshire?
Well, the thing is, I'm drumming up all of the traffic safety supporters around the whole United States to come up and step forward. Asking for speeding cameras and red light cameras.
So you want more busybodies. You want more people to do what you do, which is call politicians and bureaucracies and complain and demand more restrictions and more fines and more automated enforcement robots.
whatever they could do. Yeah. They could widen a sidewalk. They could put more medians. Right. They could.
Well, then let me encourage you to you know, sculpt your message in that way and tell us, get more general with what you're looking for, because you're starting to get a little dull, Sarah. I mean, I was pretty excited when you came back and you were changing up your conversations. You would call about different issues and different things, and you've been doing a lot of this speeding camera stuff, and I'm not telling you can't talk about things that are interesting to you, but you're going back to the well too often, I think, on this one. That's just my feedback for you. You know, you can't really burn people out on this topic. Hitting them over and over again isn't going to persuade.
Here's the exciting thing about it was that this is actually a state highway, and we're not allowed to put these automated things.
Sarah, did you hear what Ian just said?
Well, she's justifying. She's saying it's exciting.
Why this is relevant.
I would love to hear why I should be excited about this development, please.
Okay, we're getting over this because the city owns the median in the center of the state highway, so we're allowed to put a speeding cameras. No matter what the ticket the speeders want to parade about, we can do this. That's the exciting part of it.
Okay, hold on. Technically, I want to make sure I understand. So there's a conflict between the city-owned median and the state-owned highway. Is that correct?
She sounds like she's saying
that's
that
correct.
The state forbids the cameras from going up on their property, but the city can put it up on their property, which is the median. Is that
right? Is kind of interesting.
That's and that's exciting to you, Sarah.
I've never seen such a bizarre thing except in New Mexico. This kind of stuff goes on here in this state.
Oh, no, let me tell you, there's stupid crap like that happens in every state where there's rules at the state level that contradict the rules at the local level or vice versa, and it's not really that unusual, Sarah.
Well, I'm excited because we get to put the cameras on it. That's my excitement of all of this.
Wow.
Imagine being excited about traffic cameras, man.
Look at this. We're going to be putting up 9 more. We're going to have 20 altogether.
Woo!
Are you going to party? Are you going to have a camera party?
Well, I wish I could throw a camera party.
Why don't you? I mean, you must have allies. Don't you know other people who are also excited by the cameras?
Well, I know that. Here's the thing, though. We don't have the one thing about New Mexico, we don't have an organization. We're not that organized.
Why don't you organize people, Sarah?
Well, you know what? That's a thought, but it takes a lot of work. We don't have any money. I don't know how we're
going to
do it.
You don't need money to organize people.
She doesn't like to work. She just admitted what the problem was. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. She doesn't want to work. Her idea of work is picking up a phone and dialing a phone number so she can call this radio show.
And talk about how excited she is about traffic cameras.
You know, I bet you there's some sort of a community online. Now, we know Sarah is new to the Internet. She just got her first smartphone. Actually, it's her roommate that has it. But I bet if she went online, she might be able to find some sort of traffic camera fanatic forum where there may even be people crazier than her.
There's certainly a Reddit dedicated to it.
Wouldn't surprise me. There's more coming up here. Hour number three is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.